hear what Annie hopes to find out by following Angelina Carmenetti. It certainly is thrilling. And say, wasn't that exciting news we heard last time about Orphan Annie's new identification bureau? Yes, sir. Every one of you boys and girls can get in on it and get a keen-looking identification tag and chain for your very own. And so, if you miss hearing about it, listen hard now, because, boy, oh boy, you certainly want this keen-looking, oval-shaped identification tag and automatic fitting chain for your wrist like soldiers and aviators wear. It's shining gold-color victory metal. Solid victory metal, so rich and valuable-looking, nobody can miss seeing it when you wear it. There's a beautiful American flag on the front, and best of all, right above the flag, we're going to put your initials to show it's your property, the letter that stands for your own name. But wait till you see the other side. It has your official identification number stamped right into the metal. And remember, nobody else will have a number like yours, because the big idea is that everybody gets a different number that's going to be registered with your name and address at the headquarters of Annie's Identification Bureau in Chicago. And then, if there's an emergency or any boy or girl gets lost, people can send into the headquarters and find out the name and address that matches up with a number on any Orphan Annie identification tag. And so it's useful, as well as so wonderful looking, you'll have everybody crowding around to see it. You can't buy these identification tags in the stores. They're made up just for Annie's friends, because she wants you to try the new 1940 chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. It's even better than last year's chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, with a new, creamy, chocolatey flavor. And it's better for you besides. Has more of those valuable vitamins and minerals in it. And so, you certainly want to try this new treat and send for your personal identification tag as fast as you can. Now, all you do is this. Print the initial you want on your tag and your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Then, send it to Annie with a dime wrapped in all of a metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of the new 1940 chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, or plain Ovaltine. But remember, Annie especially wants you to try new, improved chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. You send your letter to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. All straight? You send the initial you want, your printed name and address, and a dime wrapped in a seal from new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, or plain Ovaltine, to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. And then, Annie sends you your keen-looking automatic fitting identification tag and chain as fast as she can. Boy, don't waste a minute sending for yours. And now, today's adventure with Annie. A bomb has destroyed part of the town hall in Sunfield, and that mysterious gang of boys, known as the Black Jackets, is suspected of having set off the bomb. However, Annie doesn't believe they did it. And last time, she and Joe set out to trail a woman who Annie felt sure would lead them to the persons who are really guilty. And now, we find Annie and Joe still cautiously following the woman along one of the back streets of the town.
Look out, Joe.
Uh-huh.
She's turning around to look back again. Let's stop and pretend we're interested in this door window.
Yeah, right. But this is about the fifth time we've had to stop and look in windows.
Do you think she suspects we're following her?
No, I think she's just being careful.
We wouldn't have to be so particular about keeping out of her sight if we were complete strangers to her.
But if she caught sight of us now, she'd know we were the two kids she met back there in the mayor's office.
Oh, sure, she'd recognize us all right.
You bet she would. Oh, we better be moving along again. She's getting pretty far ahead of us.
All right, well, let's go.
I think we're safe from attracting her attention as long as we stay on this side of the street and she stays on that side, and we keep about a half a block behind her.
Oh, where do you figure she... Oh, look. She's turning into that place right there on the corner of Pepper Street.
So she is. Golly, that's great. That's just what I was hoping for.
You mean you were hoping that she turned into that particular place?
Oh, no. No, I don't know anything about the place, but didn't you see? It's a cafe of some kind. That means 9 chances out of 10 that she's going to meet somebody in there.
So she's going to meet somebody. And then what?
Well, that woman tried to make us think that some boys, men in the black jacket, did that bombing. And that makes me think she was trying to throw suspicion away from the people who really did it. And it makes me think that she's connected with the people who really did it.
Yeah, but
if I don't miss my guess, she's meeting with one or more.
goodness, this is a mighty tough-looking cafe.
Yeah, from the outside, it's about as bad a place as you'll find in Sunfield. But we can't let that scare us.
Take a look at the name of it, too. The Black Cat Cafe. Rocco Roberto, proprietor. I don't much like that. Black cats stand for bad luck.
Oh, that's nonsense, Joe, and you know it.
Well, I don't like the proprietor's name, either. Rocco Roberto. Sounds like an international spy or a member of the Black Hand.
Wait a minute, Joe. There's somebody coming out. Just wait behind this black car and let me see who it is.
Okay.
We can peek through the rear window of the car without being noticed ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, it's the woman, all right.
Yes, you're getting it. There's a man with her. This is going to save us the trouble of going in that place.
Yes, but what if they come past here and see us crouching behind this car?
They're not coming past here. They're going to get into that car. Right in front of this one.
Well, that's a break for us.
What do you mean it's a break for us?
It's a break that they're not getting into the one we're hiding behind.
It's a bad break for us that they're getting into any car. I hadn't counted on that.
Does that upset your plan?
Oh, of course it does, Joe. How are we going to follow him now?
I wouldn't know. But now that the subject's come up, I'm surprised she didn't get into a car run before this.
Well, I thought of the possibility that she might. After she walked 4 or 5 blocks, I figured we didn't have to worry anymore about that.
Well, there they go in a big black sedan. And a mighty fancy-looking one, too.
Poor golly thing, Joe. Think of something to do. We can't let him get away from us like this.
I don't see how we can prevent it. We can't chase him on foot.
Of course not.
Maybe we shouldn't have tackled this job of trailing that woman all by ourselves. I still don't see why we couldn't have the chief send one of his men with us.
The chief believed her story, Joe. He thought she was on the level. We waited to convince him that she wasn't. She'd have been gone before we could have got on her trail.
Well, I guess there's something in that. But if we had a policeman with us, he could commandeer any car along the street here and we could follow that sedan.
Well, we haven't any policeman with us. We're all by ourselves, and we'd rather swell lead on that bottom and get away from it. I'll bet you anything we can have that crime practically solved. Oh, suffering sunfish. We even forgot to notice the license number of the sedan.
Hey, look what's coming here. A taxi.
Oh, golly, so it is. And empty, too.
But this is luck. There aren't more than half a dozen taxis in the whole town.
I say it's luck. Hey there.
Do you want a cab?
You bet we do. Come on, Joe, pile in. Lucky the mayor gave us some expense money.
I'll say. Turn right here at the corner, driver. North on Pepper Street. There's a black sedan someplace up there ahead of us, and we want you to follow it.
The sedan has a big start on it, so you'll have to go like the wind if we're to catch him. And we've got to catch him. It's terribly important.
Okay. I'll do my best.
There he is, driver. See him? About 3 blocks down the street.
I got my eye on it. You want me to catch up with him, is that it?
No, don't catch up with him. Get within about a block of him and then just follow him.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, do you notice where we're going? Pepper Street turns off into the old north road up there. If we keep going this way, we'll be heading out of town right past that old house.
Yeah, right past the Black Jacket's headquarters.
Blackjack. Black Cat Cafe. Hmm. That's kind of strange. Say, what do you know about that cafe back there, Mr. Cab Driver? That Black Cat Cafe.
Well, I can't say as I know anything about it. I've never been in there.
But you must be pretty well acquainted in this town, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I know most parts of this town as well as I know my own family. But that Black Cat place is always being kind of mysterious. Hardly ever see anybody going in or out of the place. And when you do, they're strangers.
Oh, do you know Rocco Roberto that runs it?
Wouldn't know him if I saw him.
Keep right after that sedan, driver. We're staying on it.
Yeah, it won't take us long to catch him at this rate.
This is likely to be a long chase, Danny. They might be on their way to another town.
Well, that's possible.
How far are we going to follow him?
Well, we can't follow him to New York City or anything like that. We'll keep after him long enough to get their license number anyhow.
That's a good idea.
Well, here we go past the town limits already. There's the old house up there on the hill.
Yeah. The black sedan is passing it right now.
Yeah. We're close enough to him now, driver.
Hey, just jumping, Jenny. If they're not passing the old house, they're slowing down.
As late as they are.
They're stopping there.
No, what? Turn into the side road, driver. Quick. Clean around the corner here.
view of the old house from there.
This chase is getting more mysterious by the minute. That woman tried to throw suspicion on the black jacket. Now she and that man are driving right up to what we believe is the black jacket headquarters.
It sure doesn't make sense. Hey, look. The woman and the man are walking up the path toward the house.
Sure, that's just what they're doing. They're walking right up to the door of the old house and
they're going right in.
Great Gulliver! Walking right in without knocking on anything. Just as though they lived there.
Well, it sure beats me. Maybe that old house isn't the Black Jacket's headquarters after all. But who are the boys Lieutenant Bushmill saw going in there? And who threw the rocks at us when we tried to go into the place?
I don't know any of the answers, Joe. There's certainly something awfully strange going on. Well, I think we've done as much as we can by ourselves.
But what are we doing next?
Call up Chief Bailey. He's been itching to raid that old house. Well, the time has come to do it. And the sooner, the better.
Hey, Annie and Joe have figured that woman to be an enemy of the Black Jackets. And yet she and that man have gone into what we all thought was the Black Jackets' headquarters. What in the world does it mean? And don't forget, here's the way to get your beautiful personal identification tag and chain. Just print the initial you want on your tag and your name and address on a piece of paper. Then send it with a dime wrapped in a metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of the new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine or plain Ovaltine. And send it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. All straight? Get busy right away. Now, this offer is good in the United States only. Well, Annie is going to call Chief Bailey and tell him to go ahead with his raid on that old house. Tomorrow's adventure is sure to be an exciting one. Now, don't miss it. Until tomorrow, this is Pierre Andre saying goodbye.
Broadcasting systems.